It's Friday, August 22nd, 2008, and you're watching Endpoint TV.
See this? This is about the future. You know, the future is always coming at us. It's always moving towards us. And sometimes you have to know where the future's going. This sign here says Future Road Extension. It just means that this road I'm traveling on here is one day going to go through here. Does that matter? Would it make a difference to me at all? I'd like to suggest to you that it probably does matter, especially when it comes to the software you're building. You see, you're building on a platform that's kind of like this road. It's going a certain direction. It's good for you to understand the direction, and more than that, understand what you can do about it today. And that's what we're going to do today on Endpoint TV. We're going to think about this future direction, Oslo, and what you ought to be doing today to get ready for Oslo. How does it relate to Windows Workflow, WCF, and BizTalk? These are important issues, and so today we've brought in John Flanders, who I met with at TechEd North America, to talk about getting ready for Oslo. Welcome back to the TechEd Fishbowl here at TechEd North America 2008 in Orlando. This is your host, Ron Jacobs, and today I'm joined by John Flanders. And John, you've been talking a little bit, we've kind of been talking this week about some of the new things that are on the horizon and this big scary word that some people are hearing about called Oslo.
Oslo, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The big O word.
Yeah, that's right. We're all about the O, right? Okay, so no, Oslo, people are going like, oh, what's this going to mean to me? You know, is it going to blow up my world? Is it going to change things? So you gave a talk about kind of framework and BizTalk best practices with an eye towards Oslo.
Right.
So you've been learning a little bit about Oslo, I know,
correct,
and thinking about what's it mean for the future. So what'd you tell them?
Well, you know, basically what I told them was, you know, what are the things that you can do today with the current bits, the current technologies, .NET 3.5 and BizTalk Server 2006, that will, you know, have longevity, right? That will fit into that long-term vision of what Oslo is all about.
Right.
So, you know, from a framework point of view, one of the points that I made was think about XAML activation of your workflows and think about using workflows as services. So in 3.5, as you know, there's a new send and receive activities in workflow. And that makes communication with running workflows much simpler than it was before. You know, in 3.0, it was a little bit more complex with, you know, handle external event, call external method, and these special interfaces and events you had to make. And, you know, I think that modeling the communication between your host and your workflows using WCF is more natural because WCF is a technology used for modeling communication.
Right.
So it just makes working with workflows that much easier.
So let me ask you a question, though. I mean, a lot of guys are like, I've never even done Windows Workflow. I mean, is that something I should learn? Is going to become more important for Oslo?
Oh, absolutely, right. So, yeah, that's absolutely another good point, is that, learn as much as you can about workflow and WCF. I mean, they've already announced that, you know, those are core pieces of the framework that are going to be used as the building blocks for everything else that they're doing in Oslo in terms of, you know, process servers and repository and modeling tools and everything. So, yeah, absolutely.
So, and it's, you mentioned XAML activation. So, kind of like if I just go into Visual Studio and go file new workflow thing,
right?
I'm not going to get XAML, right?
No, yeah. Unfortunately, the current bits are more geared towards compiled workflow types.
Yeah.
So you do have to do a little bit of work. The demo I did yesterday, which I think illustrates that, even though the tools really aren't so much geared towards encouraging XAML workflows, the runtime is happy to do so. You can create a XAML file, which is a definition of a service, and throw it in a virtual directory, put in the web config file, the service endpoint configuration, and you've got a service.
Wow.
You don't need an SVC file, you don't need to compile anything, you just drop it in the virtual directory, and you go.
Okay.
And so that's an extreme example of how to use workflows and XAML activation, but I think it illustrates that some of those capabilities are already there. You know, and when you're talking about Oslo, I mean, they talk about things like repositories, right, and deployment from repositories.
Yeah.
And when you think about, you know, how that might be accomplished, you have to imagine, at least I imagine, that it's going to be much easier to accomplish if your service is modeled as a piece of XML rather than your service is modeled as, you know, three or four or five different assemblies.
Right, right. Right?
And obviously with XAML workflows, you're still going to have assemblies, right, because those are going to be your activities.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you think about your sort of your top-level service, your top-level model, just, you know, having the ability to just drop that out there as XML or store it as in a database, which you can do today,
sure,
right, is, I think, really powerful.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, then, what about in the world of WCF? Is there anything I need to do there? Or?
I mean, WCF is pretty much WCF. I mean, the nice thing about the way that they built that, and, you know, you can see that in 3.5 as well, and we were just talking offline about the REST APIs and the REST support in 3.5,
yeah,
is that you can kind of see from the way they built WCF that it's pretty, it has a lot of longevity, right?
Right, right.
Because it's really based upon this idea of, you know, dropping in different bindings. Mm-hmm. So you can drop in these different bindings, and like in 3.5, we've also got bindings specifically for workflow context.
Yeah,
the context,
right,
bindings. So yeah, I mean, definitely you should learn everything you can about WCF.
Right.
Because that's going to be the messaging engine for everything in Oslo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not like anything you do in WCF today isn't going to be, you know, able to be pulled forward, right?
Right.
It really looks to me like, at least from, you know, the bits and pieces that I know, that, you know, WCF is WCF, right? It's still going to continue to move forward.
Yeah, I think, you know, the way I describe it is like WCF in Oslo is like WCF++. You know,
right,
it's got a few new things, but essentially the core is not really, it's not like it ripped it all up and changed it.
Yeah,
anything,
not like
you know?
You had to start over, right?
Yeah.
Didn't have to do file new there.
Yeah, yeah. So, but now workflow does change some in Oslo.
Yep.
You know, so are there some things about, like, if I'm doing workflows today that I should go, like, you know, we mentioned about the external data exchange service and preferring WCF over that.
Right, and when you do WCF over that, you're going to want to use the workflow service host to manage your workflow runtime. In a typical workflow application, you know, when I teach workflow classes and talk to groups about workflow, you know, I warn them up front that the place you're going to put more code than anywhere else is in your hosting layer, in figuring out when do I create a new workflow, when do I send a message to an existing workflow, and how do I correlate that. All that stuff is code that you have to write in your application if you're hosting workflows yourself.
Right.
When you move to the WCF send and receives, and then you move to using the workflow service host, the workflow service host takes care of all that for you when you're messaging using WCF. So one of the other examples I showed yesterday was an application that I've been using as a demo for a long time for workflow. It's a state machine workflow, you know, a little bit more complex, maybe 20 states, and it sort of drives an ASP.NET application. And so what I did last week in preparation for TechEd is I ported it from using the external data exchange to using workflow service host. I used the named pipes binding to communicate with it from my ASP.NET.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't move it out in another process. I'm using it right in the same process. And the name pipe is obviously going out and in a little bit, but
right.
It's pretty close
to
the metal. And it seriously took me about a half an hour.
Wow.
And
you
half
probably
an hour,
stripped out a lot of code.
I stripped out a lot of code.
Yeah.
But my application continued to work the same.
Yeah.
Right? The basic workflows worked the same.
Yeah.
It was different what was being sent in and out of the workflow. Right. WCF. Instead of, you know, the external data exchange and the way that did things.
Well, yeah, and it kind of the thing I like about that is that the notion of the contract is very strong, and it's just conceptually exactly the same contract you use in any kind of web service point.
Right.
Whereas this external data exchange thing was a little bit weird. It was, you know, kind of contract but kind of not.
Yeah,
and,
it was a little bit different, right? To send a message, you raised an event, and to get a message, you implemented a method.
Yeah.
And with you know, if you're doing request response, they're disconnected, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So with the WCF stuff, if you're doing request response, you're modeling it as a method with a message in and a message out. So that's what I was referring to earlier. It's just way more natural,
right,
to model your communication that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in terms of, you know, longevity, right? And this is what I say to the workflow developers. This is what I say to the BizTalk developers. Anything you can do with WCF, pick that.
Yeah.
But if you're choosing between doing something with some other technology whether it be Azimax or like in BizTalk, they've got non-WCF adapters. And if you can choose the WCF version of that same functionality,
yeah,
choose the WCF version.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so BizTalk, let's talk about BizTalk a little bit. So where do you think the places I should be watching for in BizTalk are?
Well, I'll just repeat myself, WCF.
Okay. Yes.
Right. So in BizTalk R2, there's a WCF adapter, which means you can use pretty much any WCF binding that you want. The idea that I was sort of putting forward yesterday was BizTalk is really good for a lot of different things. For example, one of the things that's really good is dealing with the different file formats.
Right.
Flat files, EDI, Swift, you know, different varying file formats other than XML.
Right.
And it has some really great facilities for turning that into XML.
Yeah.
So again, going back to my talk, the demo I did was I took an EDI document, had BizTalk transform that into a piece of XML, a particular schema of XML, and then I reworked my BizTalk app to have the XML sent over the WCF adapter to an endpoint, which happened to be a WCF service built with WebF.
Oh, right.
So when you think about, you know, when people are talking about, okay, well, Oslo's, there's going to be these big, huge changes, they made it very clear that the BizTalk server of today will continue to run for a really long time.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually going to be easier than people think because, you know, in past movements, like big movements from let's say, you know, VB to VB.net, right? There's a pretty big shift or change. The nice thing about what's happening with BizTalk in Oslo and even WCF and WebF in Oslo is that there is a common link, which is WCF communication.
Right.
So it's going to be very easy to say, well, here's my BizTalk application today, and then when Oslo comes out, well, maybe I want to put some of that in Oslo, in the new way of doing things.
Right.
But I'll always be able to communicate between them.
Yeah.
Almost directly with things like the NetTCP binding. It isn't going to be a choice of, do I have to scrap all that and move over to this? It's going to be, well, what works well over here? What works well over here?
Right.
And if I want them to communicate, that's what WCF is all about. And even today, right? I mean, a lot of people have that, do I use workflow or do I use BizTalk? Do I use workflow and do I use BizTalk? It's a very common question.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way I present it now, once we've got this, the 3.5 stuff with the workflow service host and the send and receive activities is, you can do both. Right. I mean, if you have BizTalk and you want to use a capability in BizTalk like EDI, we do that. But if it makes more sense for you to want to build services in a way using workflow and the workflow service host, we'll do that and then have BizTalk communicate with them. And it's just, you know, again, we're talking about building out services and SOA, and the bits and pieces can be all sorts of different things as long as they can communicate to each other very well. And with, you know, BizTalk, it's just a matter of, you know, switching the adapter and putting it in a URL, right? It's not like it's a long, arduous process with big deployments and, you know, recompiles and things like that. It's just a matter of configuration.
Right.
Which is true of, you know, WCF as well.
Wow. So, okay, Oslo's going to come out, kind of have its coming out party at the PDC.
Yep.
Where we're going to go very public about what all it is. So, you know, people are saying like, oh my God, I want to find out more. Not going to be a lot more information until PDC, but we encourage you, you know, if you can make it to PDC, great. It'd be a good place to show up. We'll be there. You're going to be there?
I'll be there.
Absolutely.
I live in LA, so I'll be there.
Yeah, excellent. All right. And so we're going to have more about Oslo at PDC. You can stick around and stay tuned for that. Well, we'll see you next time from TechEd Fishbowl. So you can see, the future is going to be much more about business processes that are managed through services and workflows. BizTalk will be a part of it. The repository is going to be a part of it. Oslo is going to have a piece of it. It's a big future, and it's coming. It's coming your way. So how do you get ready? Let's review the things that John said to get ready. You need to learn about Windows workflow. Use services to communicate to your workflow. Learn about WCF and how it works. The future is about services and processes. That's how you're going to be ready. We'll see you next time on Endpoint TV.